Morning Farm News is being sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service. Ag analyst Kent TC, Vice President of MinStar Bank from Lake Crystal, joins us now. Kent, always enjoy reading your weekly columns that you email out and get it printed in different publications. But boy, you had a great one this last week on what's been going on with the prices on the Chicago Board of Trade and cash prices and basis levels. Whoever would have thought it could come where it has, given how horrible it was exactly a year ago?
Well, you know, you look at a year ago, 2020, first of all, at that time, USDA was projecting some pretty big carryover numbers for corn and soybeans. We were, again, in a lot of areas planting fairly early, so the prospects look good. And then, of course, we were only 4 to 6 weeks into the COVID crisis in our country, which kind of shook up everything, including the grain markets. And, you know, you look back a year ago, I was just kind of glancing at that, and cash corn was below 280 a bushel. We were between 275 to 280 a bushel in late April and early May last year, and we were running probably on corn, you know, 40-45 cent basis, and whereas today we're either at just a few cent negative basis or a positive basis in many areas, especially ethanol plants. And, you know, today we're over $6 a bushel on corn. So it really has changed. We're in a very much a bullish market right now with tight supplies, acreage numbers, at least based on the March projections, that were less than expected. And, you know, USDA has continually been kind of adjusting their numbers. And the other big factor, starting about this time last year, China started buying not only soybeans, but buying a lot of corn. And that has really propped these markets up. And, you know, the same thing with soybeans. If you look back last year at this time, we were actually below $8 a bushel in late April. And, of course, today our soybean prices are above $13 a bushel for cash prices. So, again, really strong. Well, we're actually about $15 a bushel where we've been sometimes on old crop soybeans. So a big difference, that's for sure.
Well, Kent, you've been in this business for a long time. Have you ever seen such a dramatic turnaround this quickly?
Not really. You know, you go back, the last time we had the big run-up was 2011 to 2013, and the run-up in 11 was a lot more gradual than this one, and then, of course, it got a we had a nice run-up, and then prices had kind of stabilized in the early 2012, and then, of course, the big catalyst that kind of lit the fire was the national drought in 2012. So starting about in late June all the way through harvest, we had really strong corn and soybean prices, but that was kind of driven by the crop shortage that resulted from the drought. Now, if you look ahead to 2013, that year, of course, we were coming off the drought. We started with very strong prices, and then all of a sudden the you know, supply side started building back up. We had a much better crop in 13. And so really the reverse happened in 13. We started the year with strong prices, and then they tailed off as we headed toward harvest in a more normal fashion. So, you know, I guess what I like to kind of point out to people is some, you know, you kind of get in this bullish mode that, oh, God, they're going to run out of corn and soybeans, and which obviously the supplies are tight, that the price, where it's never going to drop back down again. But usually what happens is at some point the prices reach a point where their adjustments are made. Ethanol plants start cutting back production, soybean plants, feed users start to look at alternative feed sources. Maybe some of the export contracts start to get canceled. And then, of course, the other big factor is production. If the production, if they come out in the end of June with more acres than was planned, we've talked about planting early in many areas of the Corn Belt. Suddenly, if the yield projections go up, and that can affect prices. Now, again, Of course, the wild card here is if a lot of the areas of the country are in a fairly dry state, the western Corn Belt especially, very dry, the plain states, if we would kind of stay hot and dry and head into late June and July in that critical period and kind of a semi-drought, or and it develops into a major drought across the U.S., we could be back in a 2012 scenario.
I know last fall, Kent, a lot of beans got sold right out of the field, and maybe some corn, and corn started to rally a little bit, and boy, four and a quarter corn looked really good. A lot of farmers right now are looking at seller's remorse, but on the other hand, you have to keep in perspective, as we mentioned, how bad it was a year ago, and for the most part, farmers had very good yields. The gross revenue per acre starts rivaling the best they've ever done, even though maybe they missed this big rally, so to speak.
Well, you know, you look back and a year ago, we were looking at new crop corn prices at planting time below $3 a bushel, and new crop soybean prices either below or just barely above $8 a bushel. You know, so once we got out to harvest time and we had opportunities to sell our beans at $9 to $10 a bushel and a few maybe higher, and we had a chance to sell corn at high threes and low fours, those prices didn't look too bad compared to where we were, and we knew what our cash flows were. And so that's why, even though I think a lot of times the general public hears these current grain prices of $5.5, $6 a bushel for corn, and or above $6 for corn, and up as high as $14, $15 a bushel for soybeans. The thing is, most farmers are not getting those prices because a lot of that grain has already moved down the market. Now there is some farmers lucky enough to have some left. I think what most farmers right now are probably focusing on are new crop prices, and trying to decide, you know, when is the time to take some of the risk out and lock in some prices. And I guess my advice is always don't totally let it pass by. Incrementally be selling, taking advantage of these markets. Take your risk out of there, because at some point there markets are very volatile right now, and there are things that could all of a sudden change those markets. And the other thing, some farmers obviously have been more aggressive at locking in prices, and some farmers are even looking at 2022 and using futures prices to take some protection there. So, again, who knows what the right or wrong answer is, but doing nothing a lot of times doesn't work so good either. But especially when you got the highest prices we've had in almost a decade, you don't want to miss that opportunity.
The downside to these high prices, even if a lot of farmers weren't able to take advantage of them, is look at our expenses skyrocketing.
Well, it is. Almost any expense you look at has been going up. You know, if you just start with crop inputs, fertilizer costs have went up, depending what type of fertilizer you're talking, 50 to 80% over where they were last fall. And now, again, fortunately, a lot of farmers had already locked in their fertilizer inputs for this year before the big price spike. But certainly as they're looking ahead toward later this year or early next year when they're lining up fertilizer inputs for the 2022 crop, unless things change, they could be facing a pretty big increase in costs there. And costs of chemicals and seed likely to go up. Certainly fuel costs have gone up. For diesel fuel, for gasoline, for drying costs if we need to dry grain this fall. And then if you're doing any kind of construction, certainly costs of metal and lumber and all of that, repair parts, costs have gone up. And we haven't even talked about land costs. Obviously, to buy land now, real estate values have went up, but land rents, again, a lot of the farmers had already lined up their rental rates for this year prior to the big run-up in grain prices. But I'm guessing there'll be a lot of pressure on increased rental rates later this year as we look toward 2022.
And then look at the value of the equipment. That's fine if the equipment that I have went up in price. But boy, if you're looking at trading, getting something newer or better, that's skyrocketed too.
Yeah, it has. Really, we're in a very inflationary time, so your costs are going to go up immensely. And like you say, if you got to trade equipment or if you and the other thing is even to be able to find stuff, the demand is strong for equipment or if you want to build a grain bin and don't have it ordered yet, you may not be able to even get it done this year because of a shortage of equipment and labor to get those kinds of things done. So it's an interesting time we're in. Like I said, you have to go back to that probably 2012-13 time frame to have anything somewhat similar to what we're seeing right now.
Ag analyst from Lake Crystal, Kent TC. And the Morning Farm News was sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service.